You know, it's good to be home again. No matter where I get my mail, Chicago will always be home. University of Illinois will always be home.
The University of Illinois became home to Dick Butkus in 1962 after he was recruited out of Chicago Vocational High School.
But in recruiting me, Illinois and Coach Bill Taylor didn't just speak to me as a football player. They showed me a genuine concern about me as a person, about my future, and at the top of the list, concerned about my young bride. And Illinois helped that couple get off to a good start. Good start. Jesus. Must have been, because it's been 54 years that Helen and I have been happily together.
54 years after he married Helen, led his team to a Big Ten title and a Rose Bowl victory, Dick's name was inked into the University of Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame, alongside NFL founder George Halas and Bears great Red Grange.
You know, people always react to me as if all I ever did was play football. Well, my NFL career only lasted 9 years because of injuries. I have not spent the following 43 years looking at old game films. No, the University of Illinois prepared me for what has been an interesting and rewarding life. But even my career playing professional football might not have happened were it not for two gentlemen who preceded me at Illinois.
Virginia McCaskey attended the U of I induction ceremony on behalf of those two men, her father and the Galloping Ghost.
Red Grange, who joined the Chicago Bears just before my third birthday, and I was happy to know him all the days of his life. But this induction, or these inductions into the Illinois Athletics Hall of Fame, is the ultimate of all recognition and remembrance.
Virginia spoke at the induction about her father's collegiate career in football, basketball, and baseball. In 2016, George Halas was enshrined at the school's Engineering Hall of Fame.
That good engineer from the University of Illinois designed the foundation which today supports the most successful athletic enterprise the world has ever seen. The Fighting Illini produced the mortar that held that structure together when it seemed likely to collapse. George Halas created the NFL, but it was saved when he signed Red Grange to an unprecedented lucrative contract and took the Bears on a barnstorming tour, packing stadiums coast to coast as fans came out to see the Galloping Ghost. From that point on, the pro game was established. You know, I'm a fortunate guy. University of Illinois' athletic department produced two icons and then prepared me to stand on their shoulders.
And Dick stood tall, earning MVP, Heisman, All-American, and all Big Ten honors. His Illini number was retired in 1986, joining who else but Red Grange as the only two Illinois football players to have their numbers retired. Dick admits that he owes it all to his alma mater.
Best for me, all the significant roads. Jesus, I'm going to get through this. Yes, for me, all the significant roads of my life begin here, and I'll say it again. It's good to be back home. Jesus, come on, get it. Especially when I'm here with all of you. Thank you. I'm out of here.